Hello, everyone. This is my sixth post. How to patent in my series, How to Patent an Idea, A Guide for Beginners, Part 6, Protect Your Method with Method Claims. If you read my blog on understanding patents, then you know that only the claims section of an issued patent can be used to sue for patent infringement. If you read my articles on how to protect your patent idea, and how a product claim can protect your product, then you've got a good foundation for reviewing claims. Now it's time to discuss method claims, also referred to as process claims. Generally, method claims are claims that recite one or more steps. They are typically used to protect methods of making a product, using a product, or providing a service. Method claims are usually considered much weaker than product claims because method claims can be difficult to enforce. Infringing methods are difficult to detect. Unless the method is being practiced in the view of the public, the infringement of a method claim is usually more difficult to detect. The first step of any patent litigation is usually suspecting that a competitor is practicing your invention without your permission. Detecting an infringing product is usually pretty straightforward. Let's say, for example, you are a mid-sized medical device company. You see a competing product offered for sale and suspect that it might infringe one of your patent claims. Proving that the product infringes your patent claim is as easy as buying the product and handing it to your patent attorneys. In contrast, if you see a product, how can you figure out the exact process used to make it? How can you prove in court that your claimed process was the exact process used to make that product? In practice, you often learn that a competitor is infringing your method when a former employee of your competitor tells you how they are making their product. Proving that their method infringes a claim of your patent might be established by legally requiring them to hand over the training manuals used to create their medical device. If this method is at all possible, you might try to figure out how you would detect and prove infringement if your competitor's product is made overseas. As you can see, this can be quite challenging, if at all possible. It's easier to design around method claims. You can think of a claim as the fence line that protects your invention. Imagine that you want to keep competitors from reaching the top of a mountain. A product claim would be like fencing off the land at the top of the mountain. It is the goal. If your competitors step on your land, they infringe. A method claim would be like buying up and fencing land to block off convenient paths to the top of the mountain. If your competitors step on that part of the path, then they infringe. The problem is, there is only one mountaintop, but there are many ways to reach the mountain, to reach the top of the mountain. How much is it worth to you, or your business, to block the easiest paths up the mountain? For example, let's take a claim. Claim 1, a method of making a sandwich comprising applying peanut butter onto a surface of a first piece of bread, applying jelly to the peanut butter, and bringing a second piece of bread into contact with the jelly. This claim might seem to protect the method of making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because many people use this method to make a PB&J. However, remember the story of Martin Luther from my third blog post. Patent attorneys are claim fundamentalists. Think of what the steps literally require. Ask yourself if you could get the same product or result using a different method. A competitor might design around this claim by applying peanut butter to one piece of bread, applying jelly to the other piece of bread, and then bringing the peanut butter and jelly-coated sides together. Generally, the steps of a claim can be performed in any order unless the language of the claims requires a specific order of the steps. In the example of claim 1 seen above, it is required that applying jelly to peanut butter occurs before the second piece of bread is brought into contact with the jelly, because the only way to bring the second piece of bread into contact with the jelly was for the jelly to already be in place. If the order of the steps in your method can vary, then the claim should recite the steps in a way that allows for them to be performed in any order. Another thing to consider is that a competitor must perform all of the steps of the method to directly infringe the claim. Suppose that a competitor discovered that a third party was selling peanut butter sandwiches. Your competitor could buy the peanut butter sandwiches from the third party, add jelly to them, and sell them as peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. This design around would not infringe claim 1 because your competitor did not perform all of the steps of the claims. Namely, your competitor did not cause the step of applying peanut butter onto the surface of the first piece of bread. The fewer the steps, the broader the method claim. Also, it is important to avoid method steps that make an intermediate product that can be purchased, such as the peanut butter sandwich. The best strategy for method claims is to reduce the method to one or two steps that are as essential as possible, and as close to the result, the desired result, as possible. Going back to the mountain analogy, should you block the paths up to the top of the mountain, it is best to block bottlenecks that are as close to the top of the mountain as possible. Taking a claim as an example, in claim 1, a method of making a sandwich comprising bringing peanut butter into contact with jelly, where at least one of the peanut butter and jelly is in contact with bread, or bringing a mixture of peanut butter and jelly into contact with bread. This method claim would be infringed by a single step that is just before the formation of the product. Try to think of a way around it. Strategy. If you can imagine a variation of your innovative method, ask your attorney if your claim would cover that variation. If your patent attorney cannot make time to answer these questions, then you should make time to find another patent attorney. At Child's Law, our clients only work with two highly experienced patent attorneys that work together to draft your patent application. We take our time and explain in terms that you can easily understand the complexities of patent claims and what information needs to be provided in those claims. If you're not sure that your product making methods are protected, give us a call at 832-621-0353. It won't cost you a thing. In my next article, in my 8-part blog series, How to Patent an Idea, A Guide for Beginners, I'll discuss how to prevent designing around or design around.